This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Members of the WHO mission team in China investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic visited a market Sunday, known to be the distribution center for food to the entire city of Wuhan during the 76-day lockdown last year. The experts were surrounded by a large entourage of Chinese officials and representatives as they walked through sections of the market. The team, with expertise in veterinarian, virology, food safety, and epidemiology, have already visited two hospitals that were centers of the early outbreak. The two hospitals, the U.S. is backing off for now on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to the 40 prisoners held at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Pentagon Chief Spokesman John Kirby says in a tweet that the Defense Department will be pausing the plan to give the vaccination to those held at Guantanamo while it reviews measures to protect troops who work there. The U.S. military announced earlier this month that it plans to offer the vaccine to prisoners as it vaccinates personnel at the detention center. The plan drew some criticism after reports that vaccination of prisoners would start in the coming days. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometown since Beijing imposed a draconian national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that would allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK. This is VOA News. More than a week before his U.S. Senate impeachment trial is set to begin, former U.S. President Donald Trump has parted ways with his lead impeachment lawyers. That's according to two people familiar with the situation on Saturday. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, both from South Carolina, are no longer with Trump's defense team. One of the people described the parting as a mutual decision that reflected a difference of opinion on the direction of the case. Both insisted on anonymity to discuss private conversations. One said new additions to the legal team were expected to be announced in a day or two. Trump had struggled to find attorneys willing to defend him after becoming the first U.S. president in history to be impeached twice. He is set to stand trial the week of February 8th on a charge that he incited his supporters to storm Congress before President Joe Biden's inauguration in an attempt to halt the peaceful transition of power. Ethiopia's government is privately telling U.S. President Joe Biden staffers that its embattled Tigray region has returned to normalcy, while new witness accounts describe terrified residents hiding in bullet-marked homes in a vast rural area where effects of the fighting and food shortages are not yet known. An emergency official with Doctors Without Borders warns of a large population suffering with fatal consequences. One former official in a phone call from rural Tigray says hunger among peasantry is crippling in remote areas bordering Eritrea after soldiers burned or looted crops just before the harvest. Ethiopian officials say nearly 1.5 million people have been reached with humanitarian aid. A U.S. federal appeals court has now ruled that the U.S. government could resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern border unaccompanied by a parent. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit's stay of a lower court ruling allows President Joe Biden's administration to resume the expulsions begun by former President Donald Trump under a public health policy citing the COVID-19 pandemic. The appeals court issued the stay on Friday that had been requested by the Trump administration shortly after a federal judge in November barred that practice. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.